And that's what Jesus did when he was gathering with the disciples in the upper room. They were gathering primarily for the Passover, the Feast of Passover. The Feast of Passover in the Jewish tradition was a celebration of being delivered out of bondage or slavery in Egypt. And so they celebrated once a year, like all the other feasts, Feast of Tabernacles and all that. It's a time of remembrance. Well, this is what we do when Jesus was with the disciples in the upper room, and they were going through the Passover meal, and there was four cups, I think, what I remember, of wine in the Passover meal. And each one, when they lifted up a cup of wine, there's a little thing to encourage about it. And when he got to the third cup of wine, and he lifted it up, and he said, this cup represents the blood of the new covenant. So he changed the meaning of the third cup, which is a cup of redemption, to a cup of salvation. And he lifted it to heaven, and he said, O Lord, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, this cup will represent my blood shed for the forgiveness of sin. And then likewise, he took bread. And again, he lifted it to heaven. Now, it was probably pita bread or flat bread, because when they left Egypt, they left in a hurry. They didn't take any yeast for them. So the bread that they had didn't have any yeast. And that's why a lot of times we'll use a full loaf of bread here. And you say, well, if they ate flat bread, why do we do regular bread? Well, that's the sin that is in that loaf or yeast it represents. But Jesus said, this represents my body, which will be broken for you. Take, eat, and encourage one another. Miss Tina? The cup, which represents the blood of the new covenant. Take to your comfort in Jesus' name. And the bread, body of Christ, broken for you. Amen. Let's go serve Travis. Travis, the cup which represents the blood of Christ and the bread which represents the body of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of sin and broken so that you may pay well for it. Take to your comfort in Jesus' name. It's a sign of memorial. We had just come off of Memorial Day, where we honor and thank God for the people who gave their life so that we may be saved. And Jesus did that. That's why we call this a time of memorial. Do this in remembrance of me, he said. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. A little time of remembrance. Thank you for saving this sinner, and we thank you for that. The altar rail is open. The table has been set to come and to feast on God's grace. If you want to do the little cup, you can do the little cup where you are, or you can come to the altar with the little cup. Yeah. You don't have to be a Methodist. You don't have to be a member of any church. If you're seeking God's grace, you're welcome at God's table. No legal requirement required. It's just the means of grace. Linda, the body of our Lord, broken for you. David, Don, the body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ. Broken for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sandra, the body of Christ, broken for you. Judy, the body of Christ, broken for you. The bread that's been prepared here is nice and moist, and it kind of has taste to it. And I love these little cups that we do, but those little cups, it's Welch's grape juice, but they put a little wafer in there, a wafer similar to what they use in a Roman Catholic tradition and the Episcopal tradition. And when you take and you put that in your mouth, it's kind of dry and bland. And then when you follow it with the cups, your taste buds come alive. And it's a good reminder of what Christ has done for us. Has everyone been served who wishes to be served? So as we arrive from God's table, thank you for the memory of what we were like and what we're like now that you came into our life. Not perfect by no means, we got a long way to go, but it's a wonderful thing to know that if you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you'll be saved. Saved from what? Saved from eternal damnation, and we're grateful for that. Arise now and go in peace, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.